Okay. The Suwa Nisei Shliyama Ri, as we discussed, the Mishnah says that the proper time to get married is on a Wednesday. Just to run through the Gemara quickly. Amar Aliyah Machamishi. Shepamayim B'Shabbat Batidin Yoshim Bayaros. Yom HaShiri V'Machamishi. Twice a week the Bezdin batch. Imhay Elatanis Besulim Hayimashin the Bezdin. And therefore, if there was a complaint, the husband said the wife was not a Besulah, he could take her to bed. So the Gemara explains. Amar Aviyah Shepam Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel. The Gemara discusses this. Why do the Chachamim insist that women only get married for the first time on a Wednesday? So the Pisha Shaninu, because we learned, and this is the Mishnah later on, which we'll see again in a minute. Let's say they set a time to get married, and what happened was they used to have Kiddushin, and a year later they would have the Nisur. We read the Mishnah last week, but we'll read it again in a minute. So here's number one. So if a year later they reached that point, and that was supposed to be the time when they're supposed to get married, and he didn't marry her at that point, he didn't complete the nisuin. So the Mishnah says that ochlos is the Mishnah Rishonim will soon see ochlos mishalov, ochlos the truma. He has to support her, give her mazonos, and that even includes truma, even though she is not yet completely Nesua l'Kohen. She's a Yisraelis. She's a Rusa l'Kohen, but she's not Nesua l'Kohen, nonetheless. So the Gemara says, this is the idea behind the Mishnah. Yachol, I might think he gives Mandechem B'Shabbos, Yehei Malolam Mazonos. That if that year anniversary, the time when he's supposed to marry her, turns out on a Sunday, he should provide her with Mazonos at that point. Rekash Shanina, therefore we learn. Nesua Nisos Yom Arvi. A woman is supposed to get married on Wednesday. Sunday is not a Wednesday, and therefore the Chiyuv Mazonos does not begin until Wednesday. So the Gemara says, "Amar Yosef from Mare Davra, what's going on here? Toli Tanya, the Dilo Tanya." So the Gemara says, "What do you mean, Toli Tanya? We're told something that is learned from something which is not. What does that mean? Hey Tanya, hey Lo Tanya, Ha Tanya, Ha Tanya. They're both explicitly stated. What's the problem?" And what Tolly Tanya the Mefarish Tama, but Tanya the Lo Mefarish Tama. In the Mishnah, we have a reason already. It says that the reason they get married on Wednesday is because of Tanya Sasulah. In this other Mishnah, right, which says he gives Namvon Nisalkos Mishlavokos the Truma, no reason is given. So why would we be told our Mishnah, which has a perfectly good reason, why are we linking that up with some other Mishnah, which is unexplained? Elayit Marhachi. Omer Avinu Mashmua, but Neymar Omer Besulah Nisus Neymar Vi. Why do we say that you have to get married on a Wednesday? The Mishnah says, Shemahayim Latanis Tesulim Hayim Ashkul Lebezdin. Because if there's some charge that she wasn't really in the Sula, he would take her to Bezdin the next morning. But if that's true, then the same argument should apply that Tina Sidecha B'Shabbat. Let her get married on a Sunday. Shemahayim Latanis Tesulim Hayim Ashkul Lebezdin, because Bezdin would sit on Monday and Thursday, so if they get married on Sunday, that would be covered as well. So what's the answer to that? So the Gemara says, Shaktu Chachamim al Takonis Benos Yisrael. The Chachamim were insistent on behalf of Benos Yisrael. She hate Toreach B'Seuda Gimel Yamim Echad B'Shabbos Sheni B'Shabbos Shlishi B'Shabbos, that he would invest in this Seuda for 3 days, and only then would be Kons. We discussed a little bit last week what that is all about. Is that it's been in Simchas Shnehem for the Shiva Sime Hanishta, or is it just her Simcha, or is it the whole family's Kabod, who can be Ma'akev, or is it really actually something totally different connected to the Mishnah? It's an investment that he has to make in the Seuda so that he won't be so quick to accuse her falsely in an Amtareach the Seuda Masida. Okay. Either way, that's the principle of Shaktu. Yashar Shishanin is Shaktu. Now that we know Shaktu, and now we know why it can only be on a Wednesday, not on a Sunday. Also, Shoshanina, he gives man, but this also himself, also the truma. So now, not that this is the reason, the consequence. Now that we know this halacha, and we look at the Mishnah, he gives man, right, that he has to start supporting her if he doesn't marry her on the day that they agreed to get married. So now we can understand that he gives man, the echad the Shabbos, that if that day is reached on a Sunday, he tosh any achalichnos, since he cannot marry her. He doesn't have the obligation to begin to support it. That's the Gemara. Then comes the next part of the Gemara, where the Gemara has two deos about extending this halacha. All we know so far is what they say in Mishnah. The Mishnah says that when the date of the marriage has been reached, that he's supposed to begin supporting her, and he can even support her with truma, which seems like a big chiddush, and that if that happens to be before the Wednesday, before the proper day to get married, then that chiyuv is delayed. That's all we know so far. Then the Gemara continues, Lefikach, if that's true, then Chalahu or Chosahi, oh, Shapir Sonida, Eina Malo Lamizonos. Since we now know that there are exceptions to reaching the calendar date, there are cases where you can reach the calendar date and still not be obligated to the Zonos. Since that is true, so we can extend it to other cases where he is not to blame either. And what cases, what other cases is he not to blame? Chalahu, he becomes ill. Chalsahi, certainly she becomes ill. Pirsanida, right? She's a nida on the day of the proposed wedding. So in all these cases, it's not his fault, and therefore he has no chiyuv mezonos. The Gemara seems to be assuming at this point in time that blame is a prerequisite for this halacha. So it would appear. Okay. What do you mean up to Yom Kippur? No. Once you hit the Wednesday after the, let's say it says the 12th, and the 12th is on a Sunday. So you hit the 15th, which is a Wednesday, so at that point, the Kippur will begin.
Depending on that, first of all, at the right time you have the new city, I think it's in
that's a good question. No, I think he gave Sunday just because Sunday at least you would have the Tanis Besulim.
Yeah.
At least Sunday you could take care of the Tanis Besulim problem.
Yeah,
okay. So the two dates for getting married, the 2 days for getting married are maybe it's Wednesday and maybe Sunday. I think that's fine.
To the
year's mind. Okay.
And the other thing is, this is not something that just came up. The person, the man, knew that a year was coming up and he had to get married on Wednesday night.
Right, so we'll get to that.
Therefore, why did they show April to him? In other words,
it's still not his fault. They didn't have a calendar.
Yeah.
He said, we'll get married in a year. But it's not his fault that year, comes out on a Sunday. Still not his fault.
No, so then he gets to get married Wednesday morning.
I mean, he should do the Erison he needs a calendar. You're saying.
No.
The point is that it's not his fault. It's Takanta the Bedina that's preventing him from marrying her.
I know that the Sunday is coming up.
I see what you're saying. Okay, the mission says that we give him a year and we give her a year to reinforce himself. So that it's not just a question of a chumra. There's a kula here too. I mean, they maybe need those extra few days.
Actually, it's only for her, for Tachikas.
Also for him.
Because our mother.
It's for her and for him. Right. For her, for Tachikas, and for her, him, for the suit. That was read the mission just a minute. A year. This is pre caterers, I guess. Before caterers. Okay, so this is the first day of the Gemara. Second day of the Gemara is Vika the Baila Mibaila. There's another view in which this question is, this is raised as a question, not as an assumption. Kalahu Mahu. Everybody agrees about the Yom Risha. As if it's Takanta the Beidina, everybody agrees. What about Kalahu? Say he's still. Hashem, Tamamai, Yishim the Onis, Vachanami Ha'onis. Should we look at the greatest common denominator? What is that? In both cases, it's not his fault. It's not his fault that he's sick, and it's not his fault that when you recalculate the year later, it turns out not to be on a Wednesday. So, in that sense, it's not his fault. He doesn't pay. O Dilma Hashem Onis B'Takant of the Kinnur Rabbanon Hachalo. There, it's an onus on the Takant of the Rabbanon. We have to see what that means in a minute. And here, it's his personal holy, it's his personal onus. It's not impressive enough to be. We'll explain what we mean in a minute. The infant Kalahu Malala Mazonos. If you want to say that he's ill, he actually still is obligated to pay Mazonos. But Khal Sahima, who what's the halacha when she is ill? Matsi Amala, can he say to her, Nahakaimna, here I am, I'm standing, I'm ready, right? I'm ready to go through with the wedding. You're sick? That's very unfortunate. But I'm ready. Odilma Matzi Amra Le, can she say to him, Nistap Chasadehu? It's your problem, not mine. Your bad luck. Last week I said it's to Pshatim, either your bad luck or your bad luck, and I never got back to explain what I meant by that. So I'll explain that in just a minute. It was accurate, believe it or not. Vimkin Salomar, and the third part of the, even if you were to assume that Chol Sahi, right, that there'd be a Ptur. But Amra, the Bichiv, I'm sorry, Amra Le, Mistapcha Sadeh, that even when she is sick, she can say to him, it's your bad luck. But Pirsa Nidama, it's hard to say about Pirsa Nidama that it's his bad luck. Right? We'll get to it. So the Gemara says like this, B'shas Besta Lo Tibay, right, D'lo Matzi Amra Le Mistapcha Sadeh. If this is her regular Beset, so certainly she should not be able to say to him the Stafka Sadeh. Kiti Bailah Shalom Bashas, we'll explain why soon. Kiti Bailah Shalom Bashas Vesta. Let's say this is not consistent with her normal Vesta. So what about them? My Kiva and the Lobashas Vesta have their Matsi Amal and Stafka Sadehu. Since this is an unusual occurrence, at least it's not a regular pattern, I don't know how usual it is, but it's she can turn to him and say sorry, Stafka Sadehu. Odilma Kimadika Nashi. The Kamishani Vestayu, since it's not so unusual, it happens a lot. So Kishas Vesta Dami, meaning you can treat it the same way as Shas Vesta, and since it's not so unusual, again, she cannot say to him, Nistapcha Sadeh. So the Gemara says, Pashit Rabba Chai, he gives man v'lo nisu, ochos v'shalav, ochos v'truma, lo nosu, lo ktani, and lo nisu. And Rashi explains, what's the difference between lo nosu and lo nisu? Lo nisu, el lo nisu, Rashi says, the second line, hein lebailin. Tola ha'ikva b'nashim. So, even though the ikva is b'nashim, right, nonetheless, what are we saying? Higiyaz man, ochos mishalav, ochos t'truma. Even though it's not his fault, even though she is the one holding things up, he's still obligated. That's what the Gemara originally thought. So the Gemara says, hechadami, idika ma'akvan imhi, if they're really ma'akev, you know, intentionally, and my office and Shalom, the office of the Truma. Right. She ran away, or she said, I refuse to get married today. Something of that sort. So, of course, we're not going to impose upon the husband a key of Mazonah. And Elav, the issue is what we mean when we say that she's holding things up, we mean that her onus is holding things up. And nonetheless, even though it's her onus, not his onus, we say that there's a key. Elav, the issue is Ki Agav, and still, office and Shalom, the office of the Truma. Then the Gemara says, "Amar Avashi Liola Meimelach Kolonsa Lo Achla." Any onus, not never mind hers, even his onus, he doesn't have to feed her in his own house. Udukam Akvi Inu. The only time that ever he would have to pay his own house, if there's no onus at all, but that he himself is Ma'ake, he holds things up. Ubdinu Di Bar Lemisne should have said Lo Nasu. I did the Tanu Reisha, but did he? But since the Reisha is talking about her, Tanu Nami Seifa, but did he? Okay. So basically, the Gemara ends up with these two deos about this halach. So what we have is a Mishnah. Let's look at the Mishnah just for a second, so we'll know better what we're speaking of. The Mishnah Nun Zayin of an hour. The Mishnah says here that towards the bottom of the page, you see it, Nun Zayin of an hour. Nosin lebesula shneimah shachodesh mishatava habal. Once the husband, is toveah her, well, that's exactly identical with Harrison or some separate stage, different question. But we then give her 12 months to prepare lefarnes hasatzma. And you're absolutely right. What does lefarnes hasatzma mean? So Rashi explains the tachshitim. The kashem shenosin leisha. Referring to before, kach nosnim leish lefarnes hasatzma. What does that mean? What is his lefarnes hasatzma? The tzorche suda v'chupa. Rashi says, give him a year to prepare the feast, right? And you give her a year to prepare herself. Doesn't seem very equitable, but so the tovata la'mona shloshim yom. He gives mandala. You see what happens if the date is reached in the calendar? And they don't go through with the wedding. Ochos mishalav, ochos b'truma. Tarfon Omer knows the law called Truma. He can feed her completely. Truma. Rabbi Kiva Omer Machtachur Machtach Truma. And so that's a very interesting question. Then the Mishnah continues. Hayavam in a Machtach Truma. Let's say the husband dies, because already was an Erusha. He dies before the year is up. That's the case, the simple case of Mishnah. He dies before the year is up, and then she's Kuka Liyibum, and no children. There's a brother, she's Kuka Liyibum. So, and then you might think that he should pick up this obligation to give her the zonos. He answers, Hayabam in a Machel Betruma. Also, Shishachadoshim Mitzne Habal, Shishachadoshim Mitzne Hayabam, even if it's 6 months and 6 months, she dies after 6 months, and she's still Kuka Liyibum, and another 6 months goes by. Afil Kulam Mitzne Habal, Chashu Yom Echad, even if the whole year minus 1 day, she's with the husband, and then he dies that last day. Or let's say he dies the first day, and the rest of the 12 months is kuka liyibum. Chasuya mechad b'tnei abal eino chelas b'tshuva. The big debate among the Rishonim here is what happens if the year is used up when the husband is alive, and then the halacha of opus nishan opus b'tshuva is triggered, and then he dies. Will the Yavam have the obligation then to continue to feed her until he either does Chalitza or Yibam or not? What about that case? So Rashi says here in the Mishnah that even that case, the Yavam is not obligated. If you look at Rashi, he says as follows, three lines from the bottom, and then he adds, oh, afilu kulam b'fnei habal, ve'echa b'fnei Yavam, that's still part of the Mishnah. The fact is that this Baal was not obligated in the Zonos before he died. But who had Nami? Then he adds, however, this is also true in the Schayev B'Chayev. Let's say he spent the whole year, even more. He was Schayev Mishum B'Zonos. Right? La'ochla Mishemes. It doesn't matter. The Chayev Mishonos that began after 12 months while he was alive ends at the moment of his death. It doesn't continue for the other. Why? Rashi says, the kinyan habal poka. The kinyan of the baal is poka at that point. Ela di kula mitne habal haba akla mi abekayas. The only reason Misha doesn't mention this is because Misha is looking for a case where, you know, it doesn't begin yet. And the question is whether it will begin during the term of the yava. But fact is that even if it did begin already, it'll be Paka when the Yavam takes over. Rabbi Tam disagrees with that. If you look at Tosfos Nun Ches Amud Aleph, Rashi Tosfos disagrees. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but if you look at Tosfos Dibur Maskev Afilu Kulan Bifnei Habal Chutz Mi Yamachad Eino Chalas. So this very quickly appears for Kuntres the Hu Adin Afilu Kulan Bifnei Habal Lo Achla Nishemes the Kinyan Kasvo Paka Leiv Ela Di Kulan Bifnei Habal Av Achla Mi Abekai. That's exactly a quote of our Rashi in the Mishnah. With Rabbi Tam Nira, Rabbi Tam says no. Perhaps Rashi and Darish the Gemara Kinyan Kasper Amar Achmana Vahai Kinyan Achiv Asmach to be Amaru. Dibi Daraisa Mechal Achla. Rabbi Tam disagrees. Rabbi Tam really disagrees. He seems to say even further. Rabbi Tam seems to say because the Gemara has this drasha. Let me just explain it better. The Gemara says Anun Chesam and Aleph here. Hayavam in a Machal Betruma. Commenting on the Mishnah, why the Yavam doesn't take over this obligation even if it doesn't begin when the husband is alive. Let's say he's, you know, there 11 months and then he dies. So why not say after the 12th month the Yavam takes over the Yishus in some sense? Why not say he takes over the Chiyuv Mizonos that would begin there as well? So the Gemara says, my time up, Kinyan Kaspo Amar Achmana Vahai Kinyan De Achivu. So Kinyan Kaspo, and this is Kinyan Kaspo eats Truma and not Kinyan De Achiv. So Ben Tam says that's an asmachta b'yama. That's a dindrabanan. The dindrabanan, and that dindrabanan only applies if the chiyuv didn't start. If the chiyuv did start, then the brother takes over the chiyuv. Rashi apparently thinks it's not so. What? Yeah. Until he does though, which, as long as she's kukal evil. Once he gives the chalitza. What? Yeah, he can give a guess. Anytime he wants. Now, what's interesting is, so the time goes the other extreme. But Rashi goes one extreme. Rashi says, even though the Mishnah talks about a case of, you know, the key of not yet coming to fruition in time of the husband. Nonetheless, even if it did, it wouldn't be taken over by the other because it would be Poka Kinyan Habal Minen. So Ben Tam is saying 180 degrees, the opposite. He's saying even in the Halakha of the Mishnah is really only Gumbra Tanan, even though the Gemara says Kinyan Kaspa Velo Kinyan Akiv, it's not really true. Min HaTorah, the Yavam is so connected to the Hemshech of this Ishus that he should really take it over. What's interesting is that the Tosus Rid and a group of other Rishonim seem to have a middle position. They think that what the Gemara says is not an Asmachta B'Yama, and what the Mishnah says and what the Gemara explains is in Daraisa. Namely, Kinyan Kaspo Amar Achmana, so no Kinyan Akhi. But that is only in a situation where the Chiyuv has not begun. And the question is, you want the Bailus of the Yavam to be responsible for triggering this Chiyuv. That he should take over from his brother so seamlessly that, you know, that you count the 12 months, including his tenure, the Yavam's tenure. So you go from Erusin to Skuka Liyibum, Sameris Yavam, but they are different. I mean, the fact is, I mean, you could say it's better, you could say it's worse, but they're different. It's a very big issue, this is a Yavamish issue. Right? On the one hand, Erusin is stronger in connection to Yibum. Misa, Esasish, after all, the Aris really married Erusa. I mean, the get to break them up, there's a Chiv Misa, there's betrayal in Zeus, in that sense, Aris is stronger than Erusa. On the other hand, Yibum, from another perspective, is closer relationship than Erusin is, because it's basically continuation of the previous issue, especially because Mina Erusin, but even Mina Erusin. So it's a tricky kind of a thing. So the Tosfos Rid says like this: if the what the Gemara says, Kitsuto is in Daraisa, Kini Kaspo below Kini Naki. So the point is that the you don't have such a seamless transition, like Tosha says, between Erusin and Shomeris Yavam that you could say it's all one tenure. That's why you're not going to go. But if the husband is already obligated the Mizonos, for the Yavam to pick up that chiyuv that already began, that's kind of part of his, you know, standing in for his dead brother. So that apparently will apply, and the language of the Tosfos Rid has it here on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, then again,
we'll have to pass it on.
The Yavam has to wait 3 months. That's the din of Avchan. And even though there was no physical relationship, it's kind of a low point. He can't do anything one way or another for 3 months.
So he could leave her at the 6 months?
Yes. He could, but he doesn't. But he could also leave her in limbo. Possibly. That's later. That's another gemara. That's the gemara of Yavamish Memalah from the days. We're going to this Kuzayin on the day, so it's the last day. But maybe not immediately. Maybe only if it's Amad Dedim. It doesn't say to his mind make a decision. But if there's no Amad Dedim, it doesn't necessarily doesn't seem to happen automatically when he can do it. It's only Amad Dedim. If you look at the language of the Tosfos Rid here, the Tosfos Rid says like this. This is the bottom of the page. I'll do the Nim Zayin Amel. He says the same thing in both places. Ashba Shisha Kadosh and Bethnei Abam Mehan Echid Beis Kodesh HaKvurim La. Two lines in the Tosfos Rid. Two lines from the bottom of Nim Zayin Amel. It's also Nim Chesh that happens, right? He says the same thing. Ashba Shisha Kadosh and Bethnei Abam Mehan Echid Beis Kodesh HaKvurim La Mishatava Habal. Oh, afilu kulam bifnei habal chasu yom echad bifnei hayavam kivin dakati la'ochla b'chayi bala in a yavam achila. Aval, this is where he disagrees with Rashi, but you see he's not going as far as Tosfos. Aval I asta kulam bifnei habal da'ochla b'chayav, right? Hakanami hayavam machila. Listen to the language. The hayavam b'makom bal kaimi. This different perspective on Yibo here. But Ben Tam is saying even more than that, right? Even when they said Kinyan Kaspo Velo Kinyan Akhi, it's wrong. So no, that's Masa B'Yama. And Rashi is saying Poka. What's the language of Rashi? The Kinyan Habal Poka. And so it's better to say not Kinyan Habal Poka, but Hayavan B'Makom Bal Kaim. This is a very interesting problem. We'll get we can, we'll get back to it. But this is an interesting machlokes. Anyway, to continue on in the Mishnah, the Mishnah says as follows. Zu Mishnah Rishon. All this is the Mishnah Rishon. Tanakam. Bezin Shalachayim Amru. Later Bezin came along and said, Eina Yishal Chalas Tetruma Achati Kamech Mechotah. So notice the Bezin Shalachayim did not say that there's no Mizonos. Like they said that there's no Truma as part of the Mizonos. See, I'm not talking to the Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Chon. Everybody agrees that there's Mizonos to the Vigia of Nambal and Yisu. Right? The only question is, what about Truma? Okay. Now, that's the background. So let's get back to our Gemara. Let's do our Gemara first, and then we'll get branch off to the other issue.
Actually, the Mishnah said that Yavin is a little bit of a transaction
by Yavin. Yes. Why is it Ainamite and the
Shun Ainamite in the Chai of Zionist and Ainamite of the Shun? But Yavin would say Ainamite of the Shun. Doesn't mean anything like this in Shalom.
I mean, what about the
Mizonos? Leaving open the possibility that he would have to.
It's not so lahalacha, but it is in view. Okay, so the Rashi makes it clear. Lo nischayim is on the sehel bechayav. Who are you naming nischayim bechayav? Lo ochla mishameis the kinyan of alpaka. It's an interesting view. It's not close. So according to the Rishonim, but it's an interesting view in the Mishnah. So you're saying it's only done in the Mishnah Rishon Alin and Truma. You could have read it that way in the Mishnah. I don't know anybody who does, but it's an interesting point. Okay. And Mitzvara, by the way, I know it's an interesting Ha'ara in the language of the Mishnah, but Mitzvara, what you're saying, makes sense. Meaning, with respect to this question, because for Truma purposes, maybe you need to be more than just, you know, connected. That's the Kinyan Kaspar. So it's Kinyan Kaspar Velo Shalachah. That's really a Truma. Possibly, but for Mizonos purposes, maybe that, as far as that is concerned, you know, Omei B'makom Haba, even to complete the process. Or if you wanted to make that distinction within the Tosfos Rid Rashi Rabbeinu Tam debate, you know, I hadn't thought of it previously, but I think it makes a lot of sense to say it. I just have to look again to see if anybody says it. I don't recall anybody saying it. It's an interesting point. Okay, so let's get back to our Gemara. So we had this Machlokes from the Mishnah about Truma, which we'll get to in a minute. But basically, the Chiyuv Mizonos then begins at the day of the wedding, the day of the wedding is supposed to be. And we have 2 days in our Gemara. Is this a special? But there's an exception to this rule, and that is if the wedding day is not on a Wednesday. And the Gemara has a discussion, right? Where do we draw the line in this issue? Any onus, any time it's not his fault, or dafka ones the takanta drabanan, or if you want to extend it a little bit beyond that, pirsanida bishak vesta, right? Or maybe pirsanida period, or if you want to extend it beyond that, kol sahi, the question of nistapka sameyu, or if you want to extend it even beyond that, maybe there'll be a patur in chala hu. Very interesting discussion of the Gemara. So what's it really all about? So at the end of last week, I was trying to explain that I think there are two basic approaches to this whole halacha of the Mishnah. One approach is to see this as a chiyuv din mamonos. We're not saying that nisuin comes before its time. Not at all. Nisuin only begins when you do an act of nisuin, whatever that is. The chuppah, the yichud, the priestess, whatever it is. Whatever nisuin is. You can't have a nisuin before its time. Just like you can't have an erusin before its time. Until something happens, it hasn't happened. What are we talking about? Why is there a chiyuv mizonos? It's an extraneous kind of a chiyuv. An additional chiyuv, a separate chiyuv, a chiyuv mamonos. What's it based on? So here I think that one could suggest 3 ideas. Either knas, he should not be delaying the wedding when he committed to get married at this point, the nisuin. So it's a knas, we impose upon him mizonos, let him feel the bite. Okay. Even then, as I mentioned last week, it could be a knas for the past. It could be an incentive knas for the future. Now, the kinyan might be, what will happen if you assume that there is a pur onus? What will happen if there's an onus that takes place after a year's month? Let's say he was negligent in letting it get to a year's month below Nisu, and that took place for a couple of days, and he tried to support her for a few days, but he's willing to get married now, and then he gets an onus. So Baal is supposed to say that in that situation, he's still chayav. And for Rashi, it's not 100% clear that that is so. But maybe that would be an interesting question. Is this based on knas or not? Number one, if it is based on knas in the past or knas in the future? It's knas in the past. And even if he becomes an onus after he gives man, he still might be chayav, because he's still paying the penalty for not having done the right thing at the right time. If it's an incentive to the future, so then, as long as he doesn't have the ability right now to do it, we shouldn't be imposing knasos upon him. I'll explain where that comes in Rashi and Tosfos a little bit later on. If that's one possibility. If that is really what we're dealing with, also there should not be reciprocal obligations, which we'll also elaborate more fully in a couple of minutes. By reciprocal obligations, I mean there are in Ishus, right? She does things for him, he has obligations towards her, and he gets benefits from her. How much of the packaged din of Ishus, of Nisuin, should begin at Igiyah's Mamal on Ishus? So the Mishnah speaks about one side, right? His obligations to her. But what about Maestri Adai? And things of that sort. What about reciprocity? So if we're talking about a Knas, there should be no reciprocity, and the contrary defeats the whole point of the Knas. The Or Sameach also makes this point in Perek Yud, Hilchos, Ishus Halacha Yud Tet. The Or Sameach discusses this problem, which Rishonim discussed. I'll explain Rishonim aside in a minute. And he says, if it's a Knas, then it shouldn't be reciprocal. Okay. So one possibility is a Knas. I mentioned last week, Rashi, when he speaks about Yavam, similar case, Yavam, but Abad Bedin. But then she's Kukali Yibum, she's a Shomerish Yavam. And Bezdin says, listen, buddy, you know, even more Chalitza. It's after Gimel Chadashim. Bezdin says, listen, we don't want to do things like that. And so the Gemara talks about a case of Barak. He ran away. Rashi says, Barak means he ran away, you know, not because he, you know, the government was after him and unfortunately had to run away. He was about to get him into the army or whatever. No, he ran away because he didn't want to face this decision, or you want to face her. That's what Rashi says. So Bali told to say, apparently according to Rashi, it's a knas. But if he became ill, right, and apparently what would be the halakha? Would be no feeding zone. Now that could be only in Yavam. Maybe that's special than in Yavam. But in Yavam, at least, Rashi operates with the principle of knas. Okay. The truth is that the Bali tells us some of them also operate with knas. Because some, even though they disagree with Rashi, they say the Yavam case will apply even if he doesn't run away intentionally. Because he should have taken care of this earlier. So we'll it's a kind of a pshia, and we'll give him a knas anyway. Yeah, that's like a knas of the past, not a knas of the future. But that's what they say. And other Rishonim might think, no, there's nothing to do with knas. Even the other case has nothing to do with knas. So knas is one very serious option here. Now, if it's knas, then as far as the issues that face us from the Gemara here, Cholahu, Chol Sahi, Kirsanida, should he be subject to a knas? Certainly not. Even if you want to say, Nistatcha Sadeh, we'll explain what that means in a minute, but whatever it means, doesn't seem valid grounds for a knas. It would be very hard to explain knas and to say that Cholahu, Chol Sahi, Kirsanida, any of these cases, he should be chayav. It would seem the lefikach would make the most sense. Namely, whatever situation arises where he's not in control, he can't marry her, or there's a good reason, even if he could marry her, but there's a good reason for him to be delaying, an objectively understandable reason for him to be delaying, there should be no chayav. However, it's possible that it's a chiyuv, it's an extraneous chiyuv dini mamonos, but it's not midin knas. In the Iri, for example, speaks about this in terms of tanai. Implicit tanai, when he says to her, I'm going to get married, we're going to get married in a year, X the day, the calendar, it's almost like a tanai that, and if we don't, I'll make it up to you. Is it tanai already? That's already a trickier question. The truth is that the very next Gemara, our very next topic, is about Yesh Tnai Begitin or Ein Tnai Begitin. And it's interesting, if you look at the language of the Gemara here, just I'm going to read one line. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba, And we're back on base on the base for the moment. We're doing a little jumping today. Amar Rava. Rava says, Ula inyan gitin eino chen. Alma kasava Rava eino nis begitin. So it's just a strange line when you first look at it. With respect to gitin, the matter is different because ain onus the gitin. The kind of onus has no impact in the gitin. And the Gemara discusses whether it's so or not. What does one thing have to do with the other? But if we're talking about it, now, would say, or you know, so what does that have to do with whether onus the gitin? Onus the gitin, the Gemara explains, is a case where a man was megalish al tanai. He said, I'm megalish my wife if I don't show up in 30 days. And then he's trying to get back, and he can't make it back. He wants to make it for 30 days, but he can't. The bridge falls down. Right? And the Gemara has to see it very dramatically. Chazud Asai. He's screaming and yelling, here I am. But what can he do? He can't get across the bridge. That's a discussion of onus de gittin or ain onus de gittin. What does that have to do with the Giyaz Mamlo Nisim? You might want to say that's what it means. I'm a rabbi, and gittin ain okay. Since the gishu of Get is about Tnoim, and the issue of the Giyaz Mamlo Nisim is about a Knaas, so when it comes to a Knaas, any kind of onus, there's no reason to give it to impose upon him a Knaas. And when it comes to a Tnai, where it's a question of implicit, you know, did the Tnai include the contingency of onus or not? Right there, we didn't get, ain't okay. You can serve it that way. I think the Meiri was influenced by the idea that, you know, if it's apples and oranges, you're not going to say ain't okay. Rather, both of them are dinim of Tnai. He's saying, even this is a dinner tonight. He is Mamlonisu, Okos Mishaloka, it's implicit that he's Masna, that he agrees, that he's Mishayed, is a better way to say it. It's implicit that he's Mishayed, that when it reaches a year, we're not married, I will hereby support you. And the Gemara says, that's fine and good, and this tonight, or this is Chaybos, but when it comes to Gitan, it's different. And then the Gemara discusses, it might be different for a totally different reason, Mishum Tznuos, Mishum Prutzos. We'll get to the Gemara. But just the transition in the Gemara from the two sugyas works a little better if they're both talking about the same thing and yet there's a difference. Rather than that the Gemara saying, you know, by the way, when here you have apples and there you have oranges and therefore they're different with respect to onus. It can still be read that way, but that's the second possibility. Or, as I said before, it's a kind of a grumma thing. She quits her job. She expects to be sustained from this point on. Right, and the fact is that here she is, the date has come, and no mezuzah. That's not fair to her either. Okay, so either way, what these three have in common, the knas being the most distinctive, obviously, the other two being more neutral. Now, if we're talking about it's not, I then to figure out what about kolahu, what about kol shehi? All that's implicit in the tnai or not, or grama. Do we say, oh, this is a pshur for this kind of a grama, or not? And if it's a knas, it should be any kind of onus whatsoever should be present. There's nothing to impose upon him. What did he do? He's totally innocent. If we're talking about a tanai or a grama, so then it's much more of an open question than the transition of the Gemara, which is like, what about the impact of onus in other areas of halakha? Makes perfect sense. We're trying to figure out onus achmana. Patre, Anas command of it, Anas command below of it. We'll discuss it when we get to the next topic. And here too, we're trying to figure out maybe the difference between Onus Shriach and Onus Lo Shriach. Onus where it's a halachic onus, Onus where it's a physical onus, Onus where he can't, he's not capable, or Onus where it's just understandable why he won't, even though he is capable, like Kola. So there's a difference that could be made. There is a fourth approach. The fourth approach is really the second broader approach. And that is that this whole issue is not just about dinei mamonos. It expresses itself in dinei mamonos. It's really about nisuin. It's about having nisuin before it's time. Being nisua b'miktas from the point of higiyaz man v'lo nisuin. From the point that he's supposed to marry her, if you reach that point in the calendar, she is nisua b'miktas. Yeah, that sounds like a very radical thing to say. Question is there any basis for it? And we'll soon see. Language of Rishonim is filled with this idea of Nesuah B'Miktas. If it's really true, So what are we implicate? How can you have nesuah in the mitzvah? How can you have nesuah before? No one ever said erusin before it's time. So this is part of, goes back to our hagdama. Nesuah may be very different than erusin. Maybe you can have nesuah before it's time. I'll explain why. I'll elaborate more fully as we go ahead. But just keep this in the back of your mind. Now, if we are dealing with nesuah the mitzvah, I think last week I read you the language in the Tosfos Rid on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. He's one of the people who uses the language, just so we'll establish its existence. The Tosfos Rid says, this is the argument between the Mishnah Rishonah and the Mishnah Achronah. We'll soon see that others disagree. Then what are they really arguing about? Everybody agrees with Mizonah. They just disagree, does it include Truma or not? Mishnah Rishonah says yes, Mishnah Achronah says no. But what's it all about? We don't know from the Mishnah, we'll see in the Gemara soon. But the Tosfos Rid thinks that this Machlokas, Mishnah Rishonah and Mishnah Achronah, is a fundamental Machlokas about the nature of this Chiyuv Mizonos. Is it just a Chiyuv Mizonos, Mominus, or is it Nesuah B'Mitzvah? And this is his language. It appears here on Mem Ches Amud Beis. The wide line. Alma Kimon Dechaibim Zamsel, it says, Afidu Avonim Vapligi Ela Benedarim. Alpha God Dechaibim Zamseha, Eino Yachal Lahafer, that's the key line. The Mishnah Rishona, which says that Mizonos include Truma, believe that she is Ki'ishto. This is the most exaggerated formulation, the most extreme. Ki'ishto lekol davar, afilu l'trumos. The culture came when the tziyasa or the maisa yadaha. No gemaras about this. Mitzia and maisa yadaha. She picks up goes to meaning it flows in both directions. Not only does he give her, she gives him. And uli ushasa, even more amazing. Vahachi tznah and the olam lama lakasha ena zakai the tziyasa the maisa yadaha b'parish nidareha the ena yarsha avabizachai the mizonoseha. Therefore, the Mandama there says, no, we don't hold like the Mishnah Rishonah, we hold like the Mishnah Achronah. The teaching that it's limited to the Zonos, it doesn't apply to Ma'aseh Yadayim, doesn't apply to Yerusha, doesn't apply to the Darim, and so on. What does the Tosfos Rid think? That according to the Mishnah Rishonah, Kinesua, Lechol de Marash. Somebody even asked me last week, what about Tumah? That's how persuasive the language of the Tosfos Rid apparently was, and it's not a bad question. As I said, might still be differences between Sher Batzar and other things, which is makkah for tumah, but the idea is understandable. Now, if we take this view of nesuah l'chol devarah, or even mikdash nesuah,
he's going beyond the line of the Mishnah.
Yeah, well, he's going beyond the din of the Mishnah.
No, I mean, you could argue that even though that she the Mishnah argues enoch, that was the tumah. Nevertheless, some of the other things.
Well, but the Mishnah Rishonah only speaks about mizonos and turbah. All the traffic is
Mizonah.
Right, no, for sure, because he's assuming that the Mishnah Rishonah has this whole package.
Right, so he's going, but Truma is at one extreme.
Right. You might have said that the Mishnah Rishonah agrees with the base, and it just adds Truma. Maybe it's just a debate about Truma. We'll see. Now, if you take this approach, this is what I really want to say. If you take this approach, so what do you do with this whole question about Omsin, the peacock? Kalahu, Kal Sahi, Kirsanija. How's it going to work in? So it's exactly the opposite of the Knas approach. If you take the Knas approach, it's hard to understand why any of these things could ever be hired. It's not his fault. Right? If you take the Nesuah, the Mikdash approach, so two things are likely to happen. Number one, even though the Mishnah says only Mizonos, including Truma, it's likely to include more Dinim that we saw in the Tosfos Rid. Maybe you don't have to go as far as the Tosfos Rid. That may not be in the school of Lakol de Mareha, maybe it's just doing the Mikdash. You have to figure out how much, you know, what goes with which Mikdash. Okay, but number one, it's likely to include more Dinim, reciprocal Dinim, and so on. That's number one. But number two, it's also less subject to being exempt. Because the date has been, had arrived, she's in the school of Lakol de Mareha. So she's in Tzu'el HaKol D'Rael. What's it being? Kola, or Kol Sahi, or Pirsanida. For that matter, what's the big deal about the Takanta de Begida? So I'd like to explain as follows. Let's just look at each one quickly and try to understand. The first one in the extreme is Ones B'Takanta the Rabban. So, in theory, you could say that it's a small difference. It's a difference. Maybe there are different types of Onsin. There certainly are different types of Onsin, as I alluded to before. This is the halachic Ones. Right? A is halachic, not physical. B is illegal completely, while the other one is just inconvenient. Right? So, maybe there are differences. These are differences. Of course, if you were arguing that, you might say that a physical mina shamayim ones maybe is worse than a legal bidei adam ones. You can argue it back and forth, but that's certainly one possible approach. More interesting is the idea that is expressed in the Rajba. The Rajba alatar. I'm sorry, not the Rajba. I'll read this to this one. We'll find out in a second. It says as follows. Says maybe the reason that Takanta the Bedina is different is because Takanta the Bedina itself is for her Toelis. Meaning, what is the reason that she can only get married in the Yom Rabin? Who does that help? Whose benefit is that for? His or hers or both? Maybe both, but primarily for her. Because really, remember, you're thinking about time to fulfill it. Yeah, we're talking about Sunday, or maybe this is the reason for the Sunday and the Wednesday. This could also answer your question on this. What about Sunday versus Wednesday? Time to fulfill it is? So, makes no difference. So why, what's the shock to? That's her. It could be both, according to some Rishonim, it's both there. But certainly some Rishonim will say it's her Su'uda. And certainly the Ritva, which she talks about, if you recall last week I mentioned, the Ritva says that the real reason, he says, why is it mentioned in the Mishnah and so on, and why can't she be Mochel? Right? The answer is because the real purpose, not the Suda per se, it's to protect her from his whimsical, you know, frivolous kind of basura. Eilalam Tarech Basuda Matsuda. So we force him to invest money in the wedding. So he won't just be able to be so casual and walk away from it. Who gains from that? She gains. So because we're making, this is the first idea of the Ritva. That's, he says, Ma Panish Lechalek. Why should Ones Takanta the Beidina be any better than Chola who calls her he? Adarabba! Yosef Gadol who Ones Bidei Shemayim the Ones Takanta. As a pure Ones, it's weaker. Not so sure that's true, as I said before. Chola and Choli is inconvenient. And it's physical, and Takanta the Beidina is legal and binding. Okay, but he's saying that's his perspective. He thinks, you know, Bidei Shamayim is a worse owner. It's an interesting argument. They show the Hakikama. Hasam honest the Takanta shit kin rabbanu the Toalta. Kid the Peirash the Dikar Takanta the Toalta Nitzkina. La Tukim is also Shvarash min Rav Yosef etc. Meaning, what's his idea? Here it's an internal clash between two takanas, both of which are for her benefit. The gear of number of his office and shoulder office of the turma. Who's that for? For her. So we're saying, you know, better that you should get your protection and relinquish 2 days of, or 3 days of mizonos than not have it. It's an internal matter of her toelis. But that has nothing to do, per se, with onus. Onus basically is not potent. So Elas, Ha'isha is potere. It's an internal matter. That's the first answer to this. The second answer is more important. And you realize it too. In some things. I mean, we have to explain what Kol HaMikadosh HaDaita is. Yeah, we have to get to that sugya and see how it works. That's Gimel and Aleph. We'll get there. But here the issue is not one of being okay. Anyway, it's just the li tam tam l'shvach ika l'chalek. He says I have a better answer. Dechi onis b'takanta d'rabbana mishim haki ena malam mizamos. Batzan higi azman havale ki'ilu lo higi azman. Kiven d'rabbana gufay with kinu shalot tinasa b'yam alef. V'gang boy lichnos. El Dravana Ma'akvi, Avakola, who Shapahigia Hazman, Ella Shemachmaso, the sibas cholyo nisakid minichnas. What does it say?
This is exactly what we said. If you hold that basically it's nisua b'mitzvah, so why should onus help you? It's nisua b'mitzvah. The giyazman, the yom hanisuin, the calendar date is mechayis. So the only way to get out of it is to say, you know what? It's not al pidin, it's not b'giyah hazman. That's the lumbus. Al pidin, this is not, I already exited the calendar, I'll just add. It was a post. Why? Because, like you said before, why don't they just figure it out? It was a post. Not that they may have put it in the right box, but you can only get married on Wednesday. So you can put red, ink in any box you want, and it's still a toast. The only days open for a wedding for a basula are Wednesdays. So if you did, it's not easy as mine. Onus with the kind of job on it is not a stronger onus. And it's not even an onus in the family with toeles, so it's an internal matter. Al pidin is lo yigi yazman. It's not a yom ha-nisuin. Yom ha-nisuin generates miksas nisuin. This is not a yom ha-nisuin. Now, if you say that, then we can also suggest that could be a similar explanation for kirsanida the shas vesta. Maybe even shalom the shas vesta, I'll tell you why in a minute, but especially the shas vesta. Why? Because if it's really the shas vesta, what does that mean? It means that she has a pattern in her becoming an Ida. Now, all right, I mean, it's hard to calculate that, I guess, a year in advance, you know. But it's not hard, you know. It just means, you know, you have to figure it out. Right? Maybe they didn't bother. But the point is, at the time that they set the Yom HaNisuin, it's already established that she's going to be here for Nida. So they made a mistake. It's not a real Yom HaNisuin. And that's exactly what we find. And the continuation, again, one line in Shifu Kabeshah, that's all we need. Other Rishonim understand it differently. Hilkach Pirsa Nida B'Shas Vestra Lav Anusa Mikri D'Havai Lag Dumei Uminsa. One second. There's one possibility, it's a kind of a Pshia. They can figure it out, she could have married, like your question. They can get married a couple of days earlier, what's wrong with that? So he says, it's not Ones, it's a Pshia. That's his other way out of the problem. Then he says, because she pierced a needle, she'll obviously have Sassani, Boylan, he mikri anusa. The Habamatsinan, however, the Prusha, the Shitas Rashi, Mishum Hachi, Hecha she pierced a needle, Bishaz Vesta, lo matsi amanisap kasadeu, Mishum delohigia hazman mikri. Same idea. Not that it's a pure Ones. It's in the category of Lohigi Azman. That's the date, the 24th. Kivan Shapir Sanida Bishaz Vesta, Ubaosa Parakigi Azman, Havale Kimish Lohigi Azman, Lucas Shapir Sanida Shalobishaz Vesta, Mibaila Imikri Higi Azman, the Shuv Nansa, Odilma Im Chalek Lohigi Azman, Mikri. What's the issue there? Right, so if you can figure out the pattern, it's figure outable, right? So it's a post. Here's some either Shalom Bishaz Vesta, of course, is not something that you can predict. So there it's hard to say that it's a post in that sense. However, there's another issue. And that is, so it goes like this. According to some Rishonim, Chupat Nida Lo Shmachot, that's the sheet of the Rimagash and the Rambam. Right? Because they think that chupa hayyichon, so if it's pierced on Ida, can't have a chupa. So to say those rishonim, again, you might argue that it's no idea of man, not because you made a mistake when you exited the day, but because it's simply not a yom nisuin. It's one thing to say chalahu, chalsahi, and so on. Namely, they're willing, or one of them is willing. Halachically, they're able. Physically, we understand why they want to put it off. A pirsa nida, al pidin, if it's not a yom nisuin, lo higia hazman, mikri. Even if you were to argue against shitas Rambam b'Hari Migash, namely that b'dieved, or even the chatira, you could have a chupas nida, it's still possible that there's a difference between cholahu chol shahi and pirsa nida shalom b'shav d'asta. And that is because in one case, again, it's about, you know, physical discomfort. Even if you say that chuppas mida shma chuppa, right, it's still Isha's reason, right, why they prefer not to get married on that day. It's not just an extraneous, coincidental health reason. So even though it wasn't built into the calendar, and it's not even halakhically anti-definitional, which is what we say according to the Midrash, according to the Rambam, the fact is that there's an Isha's reason, and the idea that they should have Nisuin, and it shouldn't be Mukhshar for period of Arabia, right, that in itself is more than Kalahu, the Kal Shahid. That too is Hidiyah Hazman, Lo Mikri. So the point is that if you take this perspective of Mikvah Nisuin, then basically you're never going to operate on the din of Ones. You're going to have to explain Takanta Drabanan, Ones of Takanta Drabanan, Pirsani de Bishaz Vesta, maybe even Pirsani de Shalom Bishaz Vesta, either according to the Rambam Rivi Gash or according to this other explanation, as being the kind of factors that preclude the shame to Giyazman the Lomisa. On the other hand, there are plenty of Rishonim who disagree. According to them, it seems that the issue here is not what a mitzvah can do at all. It's really Knas or Chiyuv. For them, it's just a question of the level of the onus.
If you say,
for them,
if you say that, then the next day,
yeah,
it can possibly be another one.
Right. It'd be the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Correct. Now, the truth is, what about Nistapka today? What's that all about? So here you have a very fascinating Machlokas Rishonim. If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains Nistapka today. Not as clear, but Rishon Matar Soke, this is the last Rashi on Beis Amidah. Nistapka today, Rishon Matar Soke, by pounding or whatever the rain. Nishtapa Sadcha. Now your field has been overflown, drowned. Klomar Mazalcha Garam. It's your bad luck. Ki Mahayom Ani Mutala Salacha Lozun. Now, if you take careful attention to Rashi, Rashi is not suggesting that she says to him, this is your bad luck. He's saying to him, this thing happened, it's a, you know, unfortunate, and tough luck. That's what I meant by it's your bad luck or it's your bad luck. Meaning, it's your legal responsibility, since it's not my fault and it's not your fault. The Nistapka Sadehu. So if nobody's at fault, then there's no excuse. Nobody is pinned on, no blame, I should say. There's no blame, then you're obligated to pay. However, if you look at Tulsa's, yeah, meaning, sorry, yeah, that's Rashi. That's what Rashi adds. Mazal chagorem, ki mehayom ani mutalus alecha lozun. Sorry, you're bad luck. Tosus interprets differently. Look at Tosus on the top of the page. Matzi amo and stapka sadeyu. The eno yachal liton the adaraba mazal chagorem. Just the fact that Tosus asked the question, you can see already he's operating in a different way. Tosus, what do you mean it? He says to her, what do you mean it's my bad? You're sitting home with the sniffles, right? Coughing away, and you're telling me it's my fault, right? This is because of my bad mazel. It's your bad mazel. It's your health. Meaning, Tosus is looking, I wouldn't say for someone to blame, that sounds like too much like recrimination, but someone to link, you know, to associate this, you know, this bad turn of events with. It's an interesting, it's a very different perspective. Could be a very important hashkafa issue here as well. And listen to the answer. The Adaraba, he says, listen, you're sneezing, it's my bad luck. You're sneezing, it's your bad luck. Right? The Adaraba, Mazalagara. He can't say it. The Kivin de lo Miskada, Piri of Arivia, lo Miensha. The ode, Ha'isha hi sada shalabal in a bal sada shalom. Tosa says two things. Number one, he says, let's try to figure out who's associated more with this problem. Him or her? Oh, she's sneezing. Right? But he's the one who has the halachic, right? consequences. He's the one who's the superior of Arabia. It's a very fascinating idea. I mean, on the one hand, it's this, you know, it's not really blame here. The question is more, is there a suffix? I mean, is it possible that this is something to do with you? But it's a different mentality. On the other hand, I would say halachic reality within that. The issue here is Syria of Arabia. It's your problem. This has nothing to do with what Rashi said. This is not about legal responsibility when no one is associated with something happened. The second answer of Tosus is similar, but you know, different than a nuance. First answer of Tosus is about, you know, which halakhic issue is on the table here, which is affected, and that dictates, you know, who we associate as being the one with the problem. The second one is, given the nature of this broader halakhic relationship, who's the one with the problem? Right? That's what Tosus says. Ha'isha hi sadeh shel habaal in habaal sadeh shel lav. The rush is a much sharper formulation of this. He says, I don't know if I can find it here quickly. If I can, I'll just read it. The rush here says, one second. The Rosh says, oh, here it is. Mishum Daisha Kinyan Katsbo Shel Haish, Kamo Abdo Shoro Vechamoro. Okay? This is not a politically correct formulation. Utluya Bimazolo. If you want to just see it crystal clear. Now, this is so interesting. Listen to this. So the Ramban says the following. Listen to the Ramban. The Ramban likes Rashi. He says, Kosher Lulu Talmidi. That's the question. When a katlanish, a woman is married and with three of her husband dies, right? So we say, it's, you know, even though they're the ones who keep dying, right? So we say to her that she's, you know, she's bad news, right? So you see, you can, you know, sometimes it is her fault. So the Ramban says, Zeus she'elosol shom na'arevi. This is the Bali Tosus question. The Ramban says it's Shelosho Shom Na'arim. I can't prove this at all, but I think that this is the Ramban, you know, Lashita self. Ramban is very, Ramban believes in, you know, in all sorts of things, you know, that were believed in by most of the Rishonim except for the Ramban. And the Ramban was a total master in these issues. Some believe that there was no, Kishas doesn't work, and astrology doesn't work, and Shadim don't exist. That's Shita Sadama. But the Rambam wasn't the mainstream view. The Ramban certainly believes that Kishav works. It's awesome, but he believes it works. And astrology works. All these things work. But the Ramban, and maybe it's more powerful for that reason, the Ramban is a tremendous believer in Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alokach. Even though these things work, they are forces in the universe. Latent forces in the universe. They exist. The Ramban says Jews do not live their lives. Somebody cares about Tara and other places. Jews don't live their lives according to these, you know, latent principles. Yaakov, right? Ein Mazal Yisrael, right? Yaakov Chevel Nachalos. Ramban is Keres Shal Tara always emphasizes how there's a special direct relationship between Ramban Shalom and Klal Yisrael. All of the nations have a Mazal. They have these intermediaries, Tara Shalaysav. That whole idea, he says, that doesn't exist when it comes to Klal Yisrael and Ravon Shalom and Kishif and all these things. That's why, not because they don't work. Ramam says they're like Avodah Zarah, there's nothing to them. If you believe in them, that's the Ramam Shita, not the Avodah Kochavim, Avodah Zarah. The Ramam says no, they work. The Apa Pichain, or maybe more so, they work, and it's not a Jewish way of life. I may be wrong, I don't know. I just think that the Ramban here, the Shelos Na'arim, there's something really bothers him. He doesn't like this whole idea, Mazal Chagarim, but what's going on here? But Bali Tosus, and I just read to you the Rosh especially, even sharper. So what does the Sugya mean? What does the Stapla Sabei? He says like Rashi, but he says even sharper. Afilik ishachol sahi, shiyesh litlos b'mazala yoser, Nistapik lahem b'gemara michol lomar mazal agorim. So what does it mean? Pirish nistapcha sadeu kachu. Apa pisha ne nasti ani. The Ramban takes it even in the other direction. She doesn't just say no, it's no one's fault. She says it's my own it. But who cares? Kivin shena ikva midaiti. It might be my own it, but I didn't do it willingly. I didn't get sick intentionally. El anusa ani chayev ata liten chayev hu liten lamizanos. Kivin shehigi azman. Notice which words he emphasizes. Kivin shehigi azman. You can put them in quotation marks. Before we know it, the whole group of Rishonim are saying, whatever is a p'tur, it's not good enough to say p'tur onus. What do you mean p'tur? What does p'tur onus have to do with it? Especially if you say mikvah nisuin. Where's the p'tur onus? The answer is no. The way to get out of it is to say it's not, or begin, it's not his yazman. Because it's not a Wednesday, because he made the calculations wrong, because it's not a yom nisuin, because she's a nida, and there's no period of arivia. Whatever it is, it's not his yazman. So the Ramban says, it works in the other way too. She basically, when she says Nistapcha today, what is she saying? Again, according to Bali Tosis in the Rosh, what she's saying is, even though I'm at home with the sniffles, this is your, not just your problem, that's what I meant by, not just your tough luck, bad luck, your legal responsibility, but who knows? I'm adding a who knows. Who knows? Maybe this is your onesh, not mine. What do you mean onesh? Your mazel, not mine. If it's your mother, why should I pay? I have the sniffles. I'm already paying for your bad. You know, it's all your fault. You know that we're not getting married. It's not anybody's fault, right? And so you know.
What do you mean by
what? Very good. Okay, so from my personal experience can attune you to what things mean. The point is that we understand what's happening here. So according to the Bali tells us, she's saying basically, I don't know. And what if somebody's trying to make it clear that it's kind of a suffix more than anything else? You know, who knows? And if it's a who knows even, you're chayiv. Because those who showed him are taking the view that in order to be chayiv here, somehow it has to be his fault. Or maybe it has to be his fault. If it was an onus gamur, nobody was at fault, they would apparently think that what? There's no chiyuv mizanus. And Ramban and Rashi are taking the opposite view. As long as it's neutral, there's a chiyuv gamur. And Ramban is taking it even further. Ramban is saying, of course she's sitting home and sneezing. Of course, no one's to blame, but it's her onus, it's not his onus. When she says mazal chagor, what does it really mean? Since I didn't do it intentionally, even though it is my onus, and if there is such a thing, it's my bad mazal, if there is such a thing, right? It doesn't matter. It's higi azman. This is not Takanta de Bedina, and it's not Pirfanida. It's Higiyah Hazman. And therefore, Apapi se ata onus, it's really even my onus. It's even worse, it's even better for you. It's still not good enough. It's still Higiyah Hazman. And the Chayat here is Yom HaNesuin. It's Yom HaNesuin, the Chayat. Now it's interesting, the Meiri, the Meiri and the Tosa Rosh ask the following question. They say, this whole idea of the Nistapcha Sadeh, it appears in other, like Katlanis, I mentioned, it appears in Sugya Katlanis. By the way, of course, there's another easier answer for Katlanis, where the Rishonim ask the question. Like Katlanis, they say, well, the Katlanis, we say it's her problem, even though he's the one who died, so can't her sniffles be her own problem? Right? What? Yeah. The answer to that one would be, I don't know why the Rishonim don't give that answer. The answer is, yeah, because she's the common denominator in three deaths. Kazaka. But, you know, if something happens, you know, and it happens to the person to whom it happens, should we assume it's their bad mazel if there is an issue of mazel? Katlanis is different. There's another one also. Mishurashtani nenasti. So the Pasa Rasha says, Apagad ma'asisim shitalon the matri amra lay. She can say to him, Nistapcha sadeyu. But Bagabi Mishorasani Nanasti, in the case of the Gemara later on, right, what happens is she gets raped after the Erusin. Terrible thing. Right. He's upset. And she says, sorry, you know, it's not my problem. Mishorasani Nanasti. Nistapcha Sadeh. No, if it's a coin, then she can't continue to live with it. Right, but what about this is the ksuba, paying the ksuba? So the Gemara says, Hatam, Hainu time Amishim, the onus was Shiyachi. That's the first anecdote. But so there we see, in other words, here the Gemara has a stop. Like what you say, Misapka Sodeyu. There the Gemara says, she says to him, sorry, Misapka Sodeyu. It happened to her. Why is it Misapka Sodeyu? So the Gemara says, Hainu time Amishim, the onus was Shiyachi, Hilkach Vadai, Mazalo Gora. Something unusual, also interesting. But something unusual happens, then we say again, it's his he's a halakhic interest here. He's this Kenny Costco is a very sharp formulation. I guess it's not coming. I don't like it so much myself, but although we else have it in Kedusha, the Ritva says it in one or two places. But whatever, I think Tosus's formulation is a little more moderate. Right, he Sada Shalo, Ehu Sada Shalo. He's the dominant one in the relationship halakhically. But the point is that if that's true, and it's an onus lo shchiyach, so we say it's his problem, it's his mazal. But if it's something more frequent, somebody gets here, people get cold all the time. Every time somebody gets a cold, it's somebody else's fault. The more natural it is, the more you're likely to, you know, to link it to the person who has it. Okay, it's not why I read this to you. There could be another reason. A distinction between the chiyuv ksuba and mezonos. The ksuba is chayav lakvar mishas eris. The ksuba is a chiyuv, right, which has its roots in the erisin before anything happened. The imhu bali pater tolin hamikra b'mazalo. So what happens now? Basically, there's a chiyuv ksuba. Mutal olam. He wants to get out of it. He wants to say, why should I pay? It's your fault that this happened. He wants to remove himself from chiyuv. He's a ches of chiyuv. The tainav, your mazal, is not going to remove from him his ches of chiyuv. Of amazonos, he wrote, so shehabal yishayin. He wants, basically, he doesn't owe anything. They're not even married. So he has money. Tolin ha-mikra b'mazalah. So what's interesting about this formulation is two things. Number one, what we're saying basically is this finger pointing, your mazal, my mazal, your mazal, it's not definitive. I mean, how could you ever know? The point is it's a suffix. The point is it's also right. It's a suffix. What we're saying is a suffix is enough because the burden of the proof is to change the status quo. And the point is that in ksuba, the status quo is chiyuv, and in mezonos, the status quo is ksur. That's number one. Number two, there's another inkling here, and that is that the Tosfos Rosh says this, at least believes a little bit, that the issue of mazal also depends on the ches of chiyuv. It's like a fine-tuning of the halakhic reality here, almost. Meaning, if the issue is another way to look at it, if the issue is a cheskas chiyuv issue on him, and it's his bad luck. And if it's a cheskas chiyuv on her, it's her bad luck. But if you look at Meiri, Meiri says the same question, to the same answer, he takes on all the mazels. What does he really do? Forget about the mazels. The Ramban, like Rashi and Ramban. Meaning, and that's good for the question. Is it really true? It's certainly true that ksuva the chiyuv is on him, unless he can prove otherwise. Is it really true that in the Zonos the chiyuv was on her? That the chiyuv to demonstrate responsibility is hers because she wants to create the new Zonos? Is that true? The answer is it really depends on what we've been discussing. If the Mechayiv of the Zonos is some extraneous chiyuv mominus based on Knas or Grama or Tnai, then really the burden is on her to prove that he now has this new chiyuv. But if Tigiyaz Mazalo Nisu generates its own status of Nisu and the Mixas, so then basically, on whom is the burden? It's Tigiyaz Mazalo, right? The burden is to prove that it's her fault. He can't prove that it's her fault. Right? She can say, maybe it's your fault. Forget about the Mazalo even. The point is that the cheskas chiyuv, whether the cheskas chiyuv in the zonos is on him or is on her, goofa depends on what the mechayiv is. If it's the calendar date that's come, then it's his obligation to prove that he's potter. If there's no nisuin, but it's a chiyuv knas, a grama, some artificial chiyuv, then it's her burden of proof to prove. Okay, stop here. So next, I'm going to finish this off. I want to finish this off by analyzing all the other cases, meaning the Maisei Yadayim, Trumos, Mizonos, Yerusha, Hafaras Nadarim. I'll try to get some things photostated for next week as well. But we'll finish this off next week, and then we'll go on to the next time.